The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, you're very welcome back to The Last Word with me, Frank Graney, filling in for Matt Cooper on the show this evening. Now, a new report has found that over half of parents want more information on the treatment of COVID-19 symptoms in children. This was a survey carried out by Reckitt Benckiser. And to discuss its findings, I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Sinead Byrne. Can you tell us firstly how many people were surveyed as part of this report, and what did their research find?
Yeah, so Frank, over 1,000 people were surveyed, so which number of people and asked about, you know, how they found the COVID period taking medication, illnesses or not. And what came out was that, I should also say that half of the people, almost half, were parents. And basically what came out of the research was that there was a huge amount of confusion. Less than half of parents that thought there was enough information on treating COVID symptoms in children. Under a third felt that they were confident enough treating the symptoms. So it meant a lot of people were not confident. And one in four were saying there was a lot of contradictory information. And then one in five adults weren't actually treating everyday pain during the lockdown. So people were actually ignoring pains because they were confused about what was safe to take or what wasn't safe to take. And then ultimately 23% of the people surveyed ended up having to seek medical attention because they hadn't treated everyday ailments such as back pain and headache and toothache. So it just showed how much confusion there is. And I think there was even confusion among healthcare professionals as well, because I think how this all started was fake news on social media, and probably well intended, where, you know, it started.
I'm glad you've mentioned that, yeah. Sinead, because I recall huge confusion around the use of things like ibuprofen treat potential coronavirus symptoms.
Yeah.
30%, according to the survey, almost a third of people are confused about whether they can still give that to their children. You're telling us this evening that you can.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is no problem with giving ibuprofen or paracetamol, whether the symptoms are COVID-related or non-COVID-related. And, I mean, it's kind of essential to have those medicines in your cabinet, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I've a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I mean, they are just staples to have in the press, because particularly now when children are returning to creche, you know, we're hopefully getting back to school in September, just by children being together, you're going to be kind of, no matter how hard we try, there's going to be viruses. You know, we're hoping to keep COVID at bay, but there's going to be common colds circulating once you've got people within an area together. So it's inevitable that we're going to still have temperatures, you know, and we're going to have temperatures that are hopefully more likely to be head cold related or viral illnesses, not COVID. Obviously, you know, we're all a little bit paranoid about COVID, and we're almost turning into hypochondriacs when anyone gets any sort of an ailment. We're thinking, would it be COVID? And it's right to be kind of, to be tuned into that. But we do, whether it's COVID or not, we need to treat temperatures in children. Because what happens is, if you don't treat a temperature in a child, they get dehydrated very quickly. They get really uncomfortable. And actually, as a doctor as well, I like when, you know, a parent is able to tell me that they had a temperature of their child and they treated it with either the temperature came down, because for me as a doctor, I know that that's a good sign that a temperature can be controlled. I'd be more concerned if they're saying, oh, they had a temperature of 39 or 40 and it didn't come down.
Your line is just breaking up a little bit there, Sinead. Dr. Sinead Byrne, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.